This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in, everybody, to a late edition of 410 Sports Talk. I am James Haskell, along with my co-host, Glenn Martin. Actually, let me check, Glenn, because I might not even be. Look at that. I knew it. There we go. How's that
there
sound?
There it is.
Wrong mic.
Much better.
All right, DK, what are you saying? I can't. Oh, wait. Oh, right.
Before we get started, who is this episode brought to us by?
Yeah, as always, this episode is brought to you by our proud sponsor, BetOnline. Of course, BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs right now, which are hot and heavy. Pretty crazy what the Mavs have been doing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are being played, which I think is really, really cool. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino as well. If you want more, you haven't scratched the itch yet. Get in on a game of blackjack, poker, unwind with one of their 150 slot games. And then, of course, in order to do all that, head to the website today to get in on the action. And you can use the promo code BLEAVE for 50% off your first deposit. That's BLEAV, BLEAVE, at Bet Online. Check out the website. It's an easy way for you guys to support the show, easy way for you to have some fun more than anything. So go check it out.
Well, after that riveting theater. Our sponsor, of course, if you haven't noticed, is Bet Online. So go check them out. Use the promo code BLEAVE, like I just said. But before I was interrupted by myself, I just want to say it's a late edition of 410 Sports Talk. Pardon the tardiness. We're having a heated debate about a few things quarterback-wise, but we're here to talk about a few things going on with the Ravens. Of course, there were some interviews, some things that came out. So, Glenn, let's get right into it, man. What the heck is going on in the castle, Baltimore land? Keep us up to date. Let's talk about it. I got some feelings. I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Day two of week two of OTAs was in session today. We saw a lot of a pretty good attendance again, as we've seen here lately with all these OTAs. But, you know, not everyone was there, of course. There's some guys that were gone for other reasons. Coach said he knew most of those reasons, but also didn't necessarily want to share it with us, and that's okay. He kept those to himself. But the one big, glaring, absence, of course, is since I believe it was either just the first day, I want to say, or maybe the first 2 days, we haven't seen Lamar Jackson outside of that day. And look, I think a lot of people were maybe a little bit surprised that he was here on first day, but others say, no, that's the expectation after the deal. Harbaugh was asked about the lack of Lamar Jackson's participation through the first 2 weeks of OTAs. And he just said, basically, I can't say anything about it. These are voluntary and I'm not allowed. But Jimbo, what's your take on the fact that we've seen we've had four practices? Lamar was at one of those.
You know, I'm not going to get too far down this rabbit hole because I find that it's a lightning rod conversation. Mm-hmm. I just always like when a guy's there. You know, but I also get it. Like, dude, Ray wasn't around. Yeah. Everyone talks about Ray Lewis as the ultimate example, but Ray wasn't at OTAs. Now Lamar's in year 15 or year whatever, but like Ray wasn't coming in. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's fine. I'm kind of over it. I don't know. Where are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because it's like on one hand we compliment, like articles get written complimenting the guys who are here. And then the questions get asked to those same guys saying, why are you here? Why do you feel it's valuable? And so those answers are then always scrutinized and applied to the guys who aren't there, right? Like they're saying, well, like Brandon Stevens was asked, why are you here after a breakout season, establish yourself as one of the, you know, top corners in the league. Why are you here? And he said, well, I need to improve my technique. I need to make sure that these long layoffs that, you know, I don't slip behind. And we heard same, you know, sentiments from guys like Roquan and Marlon Humphrey that, again, high paid veterans don't necessarily need it, but enjoy it and come do it nonetheless. So I think if we're going to compliment and praise the guys that are here, then, you know, I think it's only fair to say, we wish everybody was here. Just like Coach said, wish everybody was here. But, you know, I don't think it's going to affect the wins or losses next season. But here's the rest of the list of guys not in attendance.
Whose handwriting is this? Excellent.
This is Gianna Han. Okay. So shout out to Gianna Han, who hand wrote this. Not something you typically see, but I love it because I'm a pencil and paper kind of guy myself. I got a book right next to me with a bunch of scribbles. Deonte Hardy, the new kick returner, punt returner, and I guess slash wide receiver, still not in attendance. Apparently he has a young child at home, but, you know, I'm the old school days, Jimbo. 2 days back to work for guys, right? Am I right, brother? What's up? Is that a touchy subject? Two guys and the dads back to the office.
Okay. 2 days.
Or 2 days. Yeah, 2 days. Yeah, 2 days. Back to the office. There ain't this 6 week stuff. All that's for the moms, right, Jimbo?
Yeah, close deals while you're in labor, right? Like while you're in the labor suite, right? Like that's how it goes. Yeah. I mean, I don't. Hey, if you look, you only get these opportunities a few times in life. I get it. Mm-hmm. My only thing would be like, it's funny, Tanya and I have had these conversations like it would actually ever happen. I'm obviously never going to be a professional athlete, but we've had the conversation like, what would we do? I don't care where my family's rooted. I would just be the person that wants to be invested in where I'm at because I think it would be cool. You know, you're only going to be there for a few years of your life, you know, more if you're lucky, but like get to know the place, like bring the family. Like, I guess when you're a fringe guy, that's kind of tough, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's no even guarantee he makes the roster. Right. I think there's a good chance, but there's certainly no guarantee.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, look, spend time with your kids, man.
Yeah, that's right. They're only young once. They're only children once, and then they're going to have their own lives, and you have to fight for their attention.
That's right. Worried about all kinds of stuff, right, Glenn?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you didn't pick up the sarcasm, guys, I was laying on pretty thick here. Guys certainly deserve to be off with their newborns. Bo Braid, safety out of Maryland. The eye that you see next to these names indicates that they were injured. He wasn't here. Lamar Jackson, Arthur Maulet, Kyle Hamilton, Derrick Henry, Trayvon Mullen, Marcus Williams, Keaton Mitchell also injured, Justice Hill, Marlon Humphrey, Adisa Isaac injured as well, Kyle Van Noy, is it Wandy Rigby, Michael Pierce, Mark Andrews, Rashad Nichols, and Justin Medabike is the short list of those not in attendance. Most of those guys, of course, don't need to be at football school, but just like Lamar Jackson, we'd love to have all these guys here, right? Like we'd love 100% attendance. I know the coaches would as well. But these guys have lives and, you know, we certainly understand that they have business ventures outside of football. But, so that's the list of guys not in attendance, Jimbo.
Geez, DK, you got me jacked up. You see that? Jeez whiz. Thanks for what do you say, Glenn? Don't mind the what behind the curtain. How does it go?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Exposing the whole room there when you take me back off.
That's right. Don't do that.
That's awesome. No, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good point. If you're going to praise, then you at least got to comment on the fact that the other guys aren't out there. So, I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I want to talk about is, I took note of this, and so has the Ravens website and everybody else. You know, John talked about David Ajabo. Mm. And talked about him, you know, being ready for training camp.
Fully healthy.
Yeah, and not like a mini camp thing, but certainly training camp. When did he go down again? It was early on, wasn't it? Like, we weren't...
Well, the problem is there's a bunch of different injuries.
Yeah, it was, like, pretty mysterious, right? Like, I still don't understand exactly all of what left him out. But I guess really what I'm trying to get at, Glenn, is where are you with this guy?
I'm so torn. Like, I want to be optimistic, because I remember how hyped we were when he was drafted in the second round. Mm. But at this point, it's like, I don't want to get my hopes up either. Like, I don't want to try and count, you know, to try and count on him for anything. I think at this point, what you get out of him is bonus. But I don't know how anybody could go, well, we know we got Adafe, we know we got Kyle Van Noy, and we know we got Ajabo. Like, he's not on that list. We're hoping to get something out of Tavius Robinson. We're hoping to get something out of David Joe. And really, I think I feel better about what Tavius, because at least we know what Tavius's floor is. Like, and he raised that floor throughout the season. We don't know what the hell we're getting with David Ajabo. If this guy can get through a full one training camp practice without getting injured, much less, you know, a game or a full season. Yeah, it's a head scratcher, man. I'll tell you what you'd like to see, Jimbo, is a noticeable difference in his appearance when he came
yep.
in.
Yep.
Instead of looking identical and exactly the same and not really. I mean, because look, the best way to avoid injuries, which he's had a ton of them, is to get yourself in incredible shape. And not to say he hasn't, but it just wasn't obvious by looking at him that he's made big changes.
Yeah, I reference this all the time. But if you look at Mark coming into his rookie year and then his sophomore year, different human.
Yeah.
I mean, just different. He was differently shaped.
Yeah.
He wasn't even shaped the same. So you expect something like that, especially for a guy who's, I mean, he's recovering, but still you have the opportunity to get in the weight room and things like that. Shout out to Road Graders, Cole Jackson. Dude, shout out to Cole Jackson.
Bruh.
Getting it done, dude. Cole, you know next saying, time, dude? Start slower, dude. I looked at your times. All, just make your first mile your slowest mile. I promise you that's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Slowest
so he
mile. Went,
so he came out the gates a little too hot. And
he was running hot, baby.
One thing he needs to do, dude, he didn't learn. Obviously, he's not an Office fan, okay? Because Michael Scott would have taught him about what can happen if you're running and you don't either wear the correct outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to nip stick that thing. You got to take the thing that you got to go down the paternity section and look for the nip stick, okay? It's basically a big ass chapstick for a woman when she's nursing. Because my man had the bloody nips, okay? And
how you're putting it out there on Front Street, too.
look, everybody needs to. This is a PSA for everyone who runs. Get some tape on the nips. That's right, Cole. That's right. Absolutely. Because I can't imagine the discomfort. Now, Jimmy, early on, you felt a little bit of this.
I've never bled.
Okay. But is it as bad as I imagine?
It really depends on the person. That's the thing.
Okay.
It depends on the person. Also depends on the shirt you're
body glide.
I know. But also depends on the shirt you're wearing.
Okay.
But look, dude, I'm an old man, so I'm just shirtless now because I overheat too easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Just don't wear a shirt.
Well, he did come up out of that shirt. Tarps off, baby.
Tarps off, baby. I'll tell you what. But yeah, look, I can't wait to have Colin next. And I gotta shout him out for just finishing it. Yeah, he was texting me yesterday about what happened and what's happening and what was happening during the race, dude. Just finishing it. Dude, grinded it out, man. Just
that's right.
Grit his teeth and got it done. So I'm happy for him. But slow down. Slow down.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Cole, as always. Can't wait to have you on again soon. So we were talking about Ajabo, but you talked about another name. And before we get to other notes, I want to ask you about this. Do you think that Tavius Robinson can be a true wild card coming in this year? Because I think he can be an absolute wild card based on his athletic ability, his size, his length. What's your take?
Yeah, I know. I agree. I think his motor, I always talk about, if you have a high motor, then it raises your floor because you just run into plays if you just play your ass off and play hard. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, he got better and better. And you saw that by his snap counts. You saw that by, you know, the fact that he was in there for more high leverage plays than you saw.
He's definitely starting to win over the coaches because, you know, you could tell because of those high leverage plays.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he showed that while he works on the rest of his game, you can count on him, you know, again, in the run. There's certain things you can at least count on to get him on the field. And then you hope that he develops the rest of his game and becomes a three down linebacker. I don't think he's there yet, but knowing that Kyle Van Noy doesn't have to be in there on first and second down, unless it's, you know, he doesn't have to be in those rundowns unless it's one of those high leverage, because he certainly has the ability. But we need to save guys like Van Noy for pass rush and certain high levers. So knowing that we can count on him to absorb and play well some of his early downs, I think is a big testament to him. But also, I mean, he is a massive, massive human being who started football late, who played football in Canada, where, let's be honest, it's not, you know, they're hockey players up there. They play a little football, but they're hockey players. So he wasn't absorbed in the culture of football. And I think we just have no idea how good this guy could be. But don't be shocked if he's like one of those late bloomers that comes out of nowhere, like a Paul Kruger or something like that, where he didn't do a ton in the early parts of his tenure here, but certainly piled it on at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised by that. And one of the things I think it you know, if things line up, one of the things you can expect from a guy like that is exponential improvement, right? Like not necessarily linear, but really, you know what I mean? I think with a guy like that, who every rep just matters so much because he's young in football. He's crazy athletic, seems to have a good motor, good head on his shoulder. So I'm excited about him. But what other notes you got there for me, my friend?
Yeah, it's a lot of young guys stepping into leadership roles, and Brandon Stevens looks like he's another one where he still says he still feels like a youngin', but the guys are calling him OG in the room. So he's forced into more of a leadership role with, I mean, yeah, there's still guys in the back end that are older than him, like Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Williams and those guys. But right now they're not at camp, so he's the old guy in the room, and these guys are learning from him. He said last year is over. Nobody cares about last year, and that's part of the reason why he's already at OTAs, is that this is a new year, and he's got to make sure, you know, he gets even better. But last year's success definitely gave him some confidence. And then let's see, a lot of talk from Nate Wiggins, and everything I've heard about this guy, everything that they always point to is just his length and his speed. And they asked him about his catch-up speed, and he said, look, I'm not even trying to worry about catch-up speed. I'm worrying about not having to use that catch-up speed. And that's what he's focused on right now, mirroring guys, being sticky in coverage, and not rely on the catch-up speed. But it's good to know he's got it when he needs to use it. But, this guy, man, I mean, I love everything I'm hearing. Hard worker, super fast, stuff you just cannot teach is what he's got.
Yep.
And to hear that he's a hard worker, now he can work on the stuff that you can teach. Man, this guy is going to be, I think this guy's going to be super, super special. But I wanted your take on this one here. He said that the toughest guy to guard so far in practice has been Bateman. Now, the funnest has been Zay. But he said the toughest guy is Bateman. Does that surprise you to hear?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know if that surprises me. I think Zay is a difficult cover, so initially it does surprise me. But I think Bateman's one of those guys where he's very technical and deceiving in his speed. And so because of those two things kind of mixed together, I could see him, especially a young guy, really spinning him around. Kind of makes me think, remember, now this is kind of different, but kind of the same still. Remember Jason Witten at the end of his career? Like, nobody knew how he got open. And then he would talk about how he would just, you know, how he would get open. He would notice the ways guys' hips are, or he was very specific about certain things he would notice, and he would exploit those things. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think Bateman has a lot of that, you know, technicality in his technique in his brain.
Born in you.
Right. Yeah. And so I think I could see that being difficult to guard, right? Because he can attack you in a number of ways, right? And as soon as he sees a weakness, he's going to exploit it. But the other thing you said too, I think is cool, because I think as far as being sticky and stuff like that, I think he's got some good guys in the room. Certainly Brandon Stevens is one of them, right? Where I think one of the reasons Brandon has hung around and, you know, early on and then prospered as a player was, man, whether he catches the ball or not is one thing. Whether he gets a penalty or not is another thing, but he's going to be in your hip pocket.
He's right? Sticky.
Yeah, man. So that's exciting. Cause I think it speaks to a level of confidence and aggression, which is it's fun, man. It's fun to watch.
And he said, look, his confidence has not changed since making the jump so far. Now we'll see if that stays. Certainly success might determine some of that, but I like to hear that the kid's confident. Another guy like that, that is it's funny you say it. Cause when we had, remember we had Daniel Wilcox on.
Yeah.
And he described Todd Heap that way. He's like, look, he's not the fastest. He ain't the quickest. But that SOB will get open because he just can read the defender. He knows when you're off balance. He knows when you overcommit in one direction. Mm-hmm. He knows how to judge how your weight is being distributed. Like, if you're leaning on one, boom, he's gone the other. Like, it's just some people have that built in, like, where they don't even have to think. They can, out of the corner of their eye, spot some shit and just use it against you and get wide open despite not having any wheels. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ever watched some highlight film of Ronaldinho, Glenn? I don't know if you're a soccer guy, but talk about.
Yeah, I've seen some highlights. Yeah.
Talk about a guy that, I mean, it's old school, but just the way you're describing it, it's exactly what it is. He notices that you put an ounce of weight on this left foot and and you're just, see you later. You're standing there in two buckets of cement.
Yeah, right, and you just can't just like, hey, let me coach you how to do that. Like, it's just born in you.
Yeah.
But Jerome, appreciate your comment. But yeah, we've had both those guys on over from the vault.
Yeah, we've been on their show multiple times. Anything recently, but I'm sure we'll link up again for sure in the future.
I think the draft special they had was the last time. But it was like a build up, not on draft night. It was a build up to the draft.
We were shot of energy. We were caffeine straight to the veins, baby.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a good time. But no, that's awesome. I mean, I'm excited to see what Bateman can do this year. I think he's another under the radar wild card that people are underestimating nationwide. I wouldn't say here in Baltimore, but nationwide for sure.
Yeah, and this is another one. It's like where I'm optimistic, but I'm scared to be too optimistic. And this is when John was asked about Ronnie Stanley. He said he's been here for every OTA, every workout, and he's looked good. I was pleased. Ronnie's talented, super hardworking. He's getting tested. Guys like Adafe are bringing it. We like to see our starters against starters in this non-physical part. That way guys can really hone and focus on their technique. Are you starting to allow yourself to get excited about the potential of a healthy, and maybe he's not the 2019 Ronnie Stanley, but if he can be 80% of that, 90% of that.
I believe that wholeheartedly he can be the, you know, 90% of, like you said, I think Ronnie is immensely talented, but the problem is just the same thing. It's just, can he stay healthy for a long enough stretch of time to get there, right? To get his body there and things like that. And that's what has me really reserved, right? Like holding back my optimism because, man, you just don't want to get burned, right? You just get too nervous. So for me, I'm not there yet. Like I love to hear it, but I'm also not surprised by it, right? Like I think you and I agree, it's not a lack of talent for Ronnie Stanley. Never has been. It's just been
bad luck. Crap.
Yeah, his body. It appeared that his body wouldn't let him do the things that he was able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that could have been just not a long enough stretch of being healthy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So
I mean, I can imagine how hard it must be to try and get healthy during a season. Like,
yeah, it's gotta be.
How do you get healthy when you're going to war every weekend?
Right. Yeah. It's gotta be. It's a losing proposition, right? Like it's how less unhealthy can you get week on week on week? You know what I mean? Like how much less can you diminish in health?
Exactly.
Cause you're never going to like, oh, I'm good now. Like, no,
yeah, it just doesn't work like that. But yeah, I mean, I really, really hope that this guy can somehow find a way to stay healthy. And then also we had the opportunity to hear from, where'd my notes just go? The new defensive backs coach. I know we lost Denard.
God, dang it.
He came from Michigan. Oh my goodness. I can see him and I'm like blanking on his name. But he's our new DB coach. I will find his name. But why is this so difficult? This is hilarious. But the new DB coach was so incredibly impressed, and I guess this should come as no surprise, with Kyle Hamilton. Like, he's like, you know, I've known about this guy since he was a freshman at Notre Dame, but to see him, to get to actually look at this guy, it's Doug Mallory, by the way, was the coach. There we go. There it is. Doug Mallory. Appreciate that. He was very complimentary of Kyle Hamilton and talked about, you know, he's just an all-world player, but also very complimentary of John Harbaugh and the system he has here. And he kind of did some comparisons between him and Jim and all that stuff. And he was talked about, he said a few years ago, there was a bunch of coaches sitting around. They were all just talking about, like, what's the most competitive guy you've ever been around? And the name he put out there was Jim Harbaugh as the most competitive guy he's ever been around. And he said, John's right there with him. Now he's had a chance to get to know him. John is right there with him. And I mean, look, I know all these guys are competitive, but when you're separating yourself in amongst the world the whole world is competitive. Like, everyone, the coaches, the players, the scout, everyone is competitive against each other. Even guys on your own team you're competing against. Of course, guys on other teams. To hear that those guys stand out and above a sea of competitors, like, it's pretty cool to hear that, you know, we got that guy and that you know, he's just going to do everything he can to win because he just loves winning and really hates losing. I mean, not that I didn't know that about John, but it's still pretty cool to hear that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, but it makes sense. You can so tell that Jim's the younger brother, though, right?
I can, yeah.
Like, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, John just has a more, like, father-like, like I don't know. It's like his brother, Jim, seems like the coolest uncle. You know, whereas John just seems like your pops, bro.
Right. No, for sure. But you can tell that Jim had to spend a lot of his time like, or John has spent a lot of his time like this. All right, Jim. All right. All right.
Tone it down.
Yeah. I feel like my older brother and I have a little bit of that dynamic, certainly when we're younger.
Yeah.
Like, every once in a while, Eric would just be like, dude, all right. Mm-hmm. I get it. Now, chill. Type thing, right? And I feel like John probably had to do a decent amount of that.
I mean, you met my brothers, right? I mean, DK's met he's met Bobby. There's times where you got to put a hand on his shoulder,
like,
bro,
reel him in.
I thought I was gonna have to when he kept calling, you know, when he kept calling DK, Kunimoto-san. I was like, Bobby. Luckily, DK got Bobby. He understands Bobby and who he right. is. And, you know, he, yeah.
Have we had Bobby on the show before? We have, haven't we?
Yeah, he froze, remember?
No, but yeah.
He goes, I don't know how to wing it. That was literally his quote. And he froze.
That's awesome. And I think he came off camera and was like, dude, I don't know how you guys do that or something. Like, I just can't.
I don't know how to wing it.
Yeah.
He was yelling for help. Somebody help me, please. But yeah, so no, I definitely understand it, Jimbo. I definitely get that. But yeah, it's pretty cool that, you know, it's just, man, you talk about, I just still remember there's still people who think John doesn't know football because he doesn't call plays. It's like, he literally started the Harbaugh Coaching Academy is one of the, it's just a whole thing. He's so respected and it's just, it's just kind of funny, but no, that guy was very, and also very complimentary to the system. So the system's been put in place 13 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, talked about how it's just been evolving and constantly, how can we get it better? How can we get it better? The simplicity of it while also being incredibly multiple, where we can literally answer any issue that the offense might propose to us, but also we make it so easy to teach and coach it that these young guys, even the youngest, can come in and be productive and be instinctual in year one and even be prepared by week one, I think is pretty cool to hear. And also he said, he talked about Zach Orr's unique perspective in that he was literally playing in that defense that's still here. And now he's going to be calling plays in the unique perspective that that kind of gives him.
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, how many guys can say that? You know, there's not only a handful, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So that's, if any, you know, outside of him, yeah, to say I'm in the same exact system that I played in, right? Like, pretty dang cool, man. Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I think there's some rapid fire questions, Glenn.
Let's hear them, dude. I'm down.
All right, let's do this. DK, rapid fire questions. All right, Ravens rapid fire. All right, let's go.
Here we go. Number one is, which four Ravens would you put on four-way swimming relay race? Wow. Ooh. Swimming. Well, I know one thing about swimming. When I think about swimming, of course, Baltimore, I think about Michael Phelps, right? And yep. I think, who is built like Michael right. Phelps? So Kyle Hamilton would be on that list.
Definitely.
Because he's slender. He's got length.
Yep.
But I also know that he's uniquely built and that he's longer in his upper body and not necessarily long in the legs, more short, compact, powerful legs, super long torso, long arms, so he can really get through. So I'm trying to think who. So it definitely wouldn't have been Geno Stone if he was still here.
Isn't there an offensive lineman we have that's like a proficient swimmer? I swear that's like a thing.
I mean, Roger's pretty lengthy. And he's still relatively slender when it comes to offensive linemen.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd pick him, though.
Yeah, I'm not picking a big boy in this. I'm picking length, skinny. Nate Wiggins might be on that list.
There you go. That's another good one.
Lightweight.
I mean, maybe arms. Bateman.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Bateman. Now, we don't know what these guys' swimming skills are, but.
Yeah, we're going off of. Yeah, very, very little knowledge when it comes to that.
And look, dude, I'm throwing Zay in there only because he's incredibly fast on his feet. And so, dude, if he can move his legs that fast, how fast can he move his legs in the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, DK. Don't knock the short guy now.
Yeah. No, hey, it's a sensitive topic, DK. Be careful.
Oh, it's not sensitive. I'm just saying. It's just legitimate. There's some really good short receivers out there.
The wide receiver room, height-wise.
Kadir, dude. Let's just put Kadir in there. Yeah,
Kadir.
Sorry, Zay. You're out. Kadir's going in.
Okay, Johnny Hewitt says, Hamilton, Tucker, Likely, and Bateman. I could see Isaiah Likely because, again, super long arms. But Tucker, I could see that. I mean, this guy is so multi-talented. That's the guy true. Can sing. The guy can juggle. He's the goat kicker.
Oh, Kohler. Did you already say that?
Oh, Kohler's a good one. I like Kohler. Yeah, I might put – but Kohler's gotten diesel. Like, he might be too big
Dude,
now.
You know
like,
who Loki is probably one heck of a swimmer for real?
Who?
Bet you fought Lele can swim his rear end off, dude.
Really? Is that a
Polynesian
He's
an islander,
thing?
Bro.
That's true. I bet he can spearfish.
Like, dude, I bet you he can just swim like nobody's business.
Yeah, I could see that. I just saw a GIF of a guy swimming underwater, and he would not, you wouldn't look at him and go, that guy's really fast at swimming. And this dude was like a hippopotamus under the water where you could see, you couldn't see him because it was murky, but you could see the rippling water as he just tore through it underneath. I mean, so maybe you might be right about that guy. But. Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be my list. Hamilton, I'm going to go say Hamilton, Tucker, Kadir, and who was my other one? I thought I had
Wiggins.
Oh yeah, Wiggins, Nate Wiggins.
I'm going with the same list. That's fine with me. All right, what we got, DK?
Oh, the best credit score. Who got paid? Like I would guess who came from a wealthier family cuz probably didn't make the same mistakes a lot of young people make where they
Mark
max
Andrews'
out credit
dad
cards.
Is a doctor.
Okay, so I would say that. Mark is probably...
Kyle Hamilton's family has money.
They were player. Yeah, he was a former player and all that stuff. So, yeah, I would say that.
Kadir might be up there, too.
Kadir, you know, yeah. I'm sure Kadri.
Well. Rosengarten as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mitchell. Keaton Mitchell.
Keaton Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just say all the guys who...
Maybe. Statistically, don't like half of players go broke.
Oh, so, yeah, after 3 years, like this.
So I guess you never know, right? I would say Mark.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Because we know he came from a wealthier family. And look, I didn't come from, I was like so scared to open a credit card that because I was like, if I have it, I might do some
smart,
stupid
dude.
Shit with it. So
smart.
I guarantee, I might be willing to bet this. I might bet that I have a higher credit score than anybody on the Ravens. I'd be willing to bet that. My credit card is 805. Like, it's insane how high my credit score is.
Awesome.
So, if anyone, you know how I knew mine was high, Jimbo? I beat out Bobby Peardy. If I can beat out Mr. P in credit score, I'm freaking doing something, okay?
You are, dude. There you go.
You know, hard work, by the way. I don't miss my bills, you know? Right. I make sure I pay on time.
Got to.
Yeah. But as far as, I think we have a lot of good businessmen on the team. As far as guys being able to invest their money wisely, I got a feeling that we got some good businessmen on the team.
Fair. All right, DK, what we got next?
Oh, who would you want to be your gym teacher in high school, Jimbo? He can't be too good.
Tucker would be fun. You know who would be fun? Sam Cook, for real, because he's so good at everything.
Everything he was good at. He was the best softball player. He was the best bowler.
But honestly, probably John Harbaugh.
He's a Raven
gym coach.
He would be a good, because every day he'd have a new quote.
Yeah.
That you have to make a poster out of.
Yeah, he'd have the finger whistle. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. Dotted line.
Marlon Humphrey's a good one. I wouldn't mind Marlon Humphrey. I think he's a pretty entertaining guy. He would say some crazy stuff like he does on Twitter every day, where he's just like he has the most backwards, like his things he likes and think.
Yeah, he just does it for a rise, I think. But Johnny Hewitt saying Monken, dude, Monken would have a smoking section in his gym class.
I could see
that. Yeah, he'd be hanging out with the smoking kids, like, hey guys.
He'd wear the same outfit to school every day. He'd be like, bruh.
He'd have the clipboard in the front of his shorts, like he does at the play, you know?
Tucked right down.
Roll call. Get all you shits get in line.
Like, oh yeah, he would curse a lot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like to the point just where he would get reported
dip everywhere.
Yeah. No, I think there's quite a few guys on there that would be good. Who would be the worst? Who would you not want?
Who's super fit?
Like, is Roquan too much?
Might be too much for me. Yeah.
Is he, because he's like getting you? Dude,
we're playing lacrosse with plastic sticks with no net in gym class. Relax,
bro. I'm wearing a penny that looks like it's 18 years old.
Crusted.
It's crusted onto me at this point. Like, and I, by the way, I have first period gym, so chill out. It's early.
Yeah, like, that would be.
You know, I remember in middle school, my wife had early gym when it was swim time, and you met. You know, as a girl, you get yourself all ready, and then you got to go swimming in that. And you know how much intense chlorine they put in that pool? Like, dry your skin right out. Your hair's a mess. Your makeup is gone. Like, yeah, it was kind of brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Matabike, he's too quiet, though. I don't know. Matabike is pretty quiet.
He just lets you do whatever you want, I feel like.
Yeah, Eric DaCosta. Imagine Eric DaCosta.
Eric would have you in there analyzing drills. And like trying to pick out who's the like Eric would be analyzing, getting you prepped for field day to have you like pick your team and make bets on it, like draft for field day.
Yeah, he would somehow have an analytics department.
Yeah,
for field day.
Yeah,
like bro, this ain't that serious.
Baseball team.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, DK? Is that it? Oh, nice. All right, that was fun. I like that. That was a good time.
Yeah, I like that.
Appreciate that, Asmodeus the Notice. Thank you so much.
Protein shake needs. Yes, sir.
Let's go. Well, I think that's it for us tonight, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
You want to come on, say hi, talk about some Ravens updates, give you guys some of our unwarranted opinions. Unwanted, not sure, but I had a good time.
Yeah, as always, a good time. Can't wait to, you know, continue to keep you guys up to date on all your Ravens news. One more week of OTAs after this week, and then there is that break period before the start of training camp. If anything changes, of course, there's always transactional news that's happening this time of year. We'll make sure we keep you guys up to date. Hit that like button if you liked our video today. And of course, hit the notification bell so we can keep you up to date. But that's it for us tonight. Have a good weekend and we'll see you later.
See ya.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.